Yeah, he doesn't change. Old Badgie in the ad breaks telling me what to do behind the scenes. Good on you, mate.
You got to admit, I have helped you. I mean, it's been a...
Yes, you have helped me.
From, what were you, working at a pizza shop or something?
Yeah, he did, yeah. He worked at a pizza shop. If it wasn't for you and I, he'd still be cutting capsicum up and flipping pizzas.
What's that big sign on top of your car? What's the name of the shop? Have you still got the pizza van? Is that what you do during the day? Woogie?
Oh, you guys are so funny.
Woogie's Wood-Fired Pizzas, they're called.
0457 736 736. Shortly, we will announce your replacement. Six is none for 24 after 2.4 overs.
Oh, they're going good,
some
aren't they?
Text messages here from Christos. Badge, can you confirm the nudie run in Canberra, if you didn't score a try for a year, was called the Crumb Cutlet?
No, I can't. I don't think when I was at Canberra that... I think everyone scored multiple tries in that period there, so no. I don't even know if we had a nudie run, but that would have been after I left, I'd say.
Now, we've got
and
a text here.
Why the Crumb Cutlet?
I don't know.
Horrible place to have a nudie run in that cold weather.
Yeah, I was in the pool, as George said. George
It's Annie cold.
Andy in 492, he says, I used to mow Badger's lawn back in the Brisbane X Lake, must have been Forest Lake. Yeah, when he was at Triple M. Great bloke, down to earth. Enjoy, mate, your retirement. Never gave us a beer through summer, though.
Can we just go back?
You mowed my lawn?
I used to mow his lawn.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that inverted commas? Like, while you're away, he's trying to mow your lawn.
This got me worried now because I was away a lot.
Yeah.
And I'd come back and I'd go and cuddle and say, yeah, I mowed the lawn.
Yeah, there you go, inverted commas.
What's going on here?
And he cleaned your pool, apparently.
Oh,
now, I can't believe you had a person coming and do your lawn.
I can't either.
Now, Willow the Raider from Tuggeranong, ACT. Devastated you're leaving, Badge. As a Queenslander who relocated the ACT in 89.
Good timing.
It's great to hear your pro Raiders and Queensland commentary. Do well, mate.
I got to say, I'm pro Raiders in Queensland. Yeah.
Well, this
no apologies.
This next person, let's hope they are as... they can pull off great commentary like this.
Paulo's tackled. There's 10 seconds of play.
He lost it.
Queensland will win. Queensland will win. They run it over the dead ball line. And the 2020 State of Origin Series is won by Queensland. Queensland 20, New South Wales 14.
Get that up, you New South Wales worst Queensland team ever. You're kidding.
That's how you do it.
Well,
you've
got to put it in context. That's the pro Queensland call.
Yeah. Can I tell you something I'm not going to miss? Whenever we used to do commentary and you go to the commentary box and you're getting ready, and the minute you get there and you put your headphones on, Badge is looking for food.
Yeah.
When they bring the food in, we've been here half an hour, there's no food.
Yeah.
And then when the food comes, he takes the headphones off and he just devours everything that's in front of him.
So that's... would you admit that you eat more than me?
I do eat more than you.
Very quickly, too.
Yeah.
You're like a dog with a bone. Hey, we did a Sporting Globe outside broadcast. You were, I think, on holidays or something.
He just disappears, doesn't he?
Well, no. What he does is every plate that comes past, he thinks it's his, but it's actually for paying customers. He goes, is that out? No, mate, Woody's that's for
filthy.
Someone else.
It's like Carl Edmund feeds
filthy. We got these ribs delivered, and I said, can we have some more of that? And the tech, Steve, great guy, who's with us. And the ribs, he said, I might get some ribs. So I've just ordered some. He went, oh, good. So the ribs come and I grab a couple. He grabs a couple.
Well, I'm doing the show.
Woogie turns around and goes, where's the ribs? Oh, he couldn't talk.
Mate,
the bottom lip was dragging on the ground.
Sats,
a couple of people tripped over it.
Sats, he did it again, right? Shut up, Jack. Sats, he did it. I'm halfway through. I'm doing the show. He just disappears and starts eating.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I think I'm going to do that right now, actually.
The house he should be.
I want to...
If you're going to introduce the next guest, you don't need me. It's going to be
you can go early.
Too many. Can I?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to dinner with us.
Do you want me to take your orders?
Could you? Well, Scott's going to have a nourish bowl.
Oh.
So they're going to dust off that bowl in the kitchen again and go,
the nourish bowl guy's here again.
Yeah.
We still got that bowl? Yeah,
we have. Hey, what's in it again? I don't. We only make two of these a year. But your replacement. Who will be joining us on Sports Day from February 27, which is the same week that the NRL starts, which is early this year.
Well, he gets
February
an extra holiday, the guy that's starting.
This is from the guy who's just had 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
Mm.
God.
Badge, hey, would you like to introduce him?
It was his birthday yesterday.
I don't think it's any secret because he came in and filled in. I won't say trialed. He filled in for Woogie a couple of times in the last few weeks. He's absolutely outstanding. Matty Rogers.
Yay,
is he? Good on you, Matty.
Here he is.
I've got to say, I've been listening to the show and the love and admiration for Badge. I was feeling really excited about this. Now I'm shitting myself.
Oh, you can't say that on the air, mate.
Oh, sorry.
First mistake. Okay. Yeah,
we're on
one
here.
Warning. One warning first day. Hey,
now I'm...
Badge.
And I've worked with Badge, Badge and I, and I'm just really impressed with the way you did things, Badge. And, mate, I envy the position you're in life to be able to sail off into the sunset now and go and chase waves and travel around. And, mate, congratulations
you're
on
good
that.
For
on
a loan. Great you're good for a loan. Actually, I haven't even thought about that.
Hey, you won't be short of a quid.
Hey, Matty,
No.
Hey. You know that.
Hey, yeah. But next week, it'll be... February 27. Welcome to Sports Day with Sats and
the Rat.
Sats and the Rat.
Sats and the Rat.
And
it's got a ring, hasn't it?
Only take a few days. What's that bloke's name? He used to come in here.
Can I just say, I don't know whether you said this the other day. Badger's actually worked 2 days over his official finish
date.
Yeah, but I gave him an extra 2 days off in between Christmas and New Year.
Will he officially invoice us or not?
No, he's not allowed to.
I don't think you were authorised to do that either. Yeah.
I was. I just gave you that 2 extra days off. I carried the can. Actually, Matt came in from one of them.
I did.
We carried the can. Matty, great to have you involved. So you'll be doing Mondays and Tuesdays.
That's right.
With Sats, and Sats and I will do the other days. But you just come in. Like, what a great negotiator. Just does 2 days a week, Badge.
Well,
are you serious?
You got a bit going on.
I tried that a while ago.
Well, I mean,
I would have stayed. I'll stay for Monday, Tuesday. Hang on, has this been signed off on you?
Sorry, mate. Deal's been done. You're out.
You've got your good shirt on. We can't turn back now.
No, you guys are getting stuck.
And I'm looking forward to dinner as well. So.
Yeah.
Are you coming to dinner too?
I'm coming to dinner. I wouldn't miss it. If you don't mind, Badge.
No, it's the same.
For you
same rule as we've always had. You guys shouts.
Yeah, all right, beautiful. Okay.
So,
Macca's drive-through?
No, we're going to Sporting Globe.
Can I ask you, Rat, because of your close association with the royal family going to Buckingham Palace, that great visit you had where you stole spoons, Harry and Meghan.
I know.
So, I mean, you'd obviously be on the royal
been
side.
Been on the chat with H, and, mate, it's not good. It's a little bit of internal bickering in that, and the relationship is not...
No, frosty.
Mate, I don't know. It's, I've got no idea. My wife watched that series and I just walked out when I saw it on. So,
you've got, you had such a wonderful career and you got club footy with the Sharkies, you've got your Origin and you played for Australia and then your Waratahs and your Test Rugby, your Royals, you've got that covered.
Mm. Yep.
You spent time inside for stealing spoons.
Yeah.
life experience is invaluable.
Do you
on
get
this
excited
show.
When the new Survivor series comes around?
I do a little bit. But I can sort of, because I've played it, you can sort of tend to see where it's going based on the editing of the show. I sort of tend to tune out after about 7 or 8 episodes.
I've always wanted to ask
you. Can you pick
this.
The winner early?
Yeah,
Really?
Well, knowing most of the people that go in the show generally find out.
Yeah, is it on at the moment? I was thinking, can you bet on it?
Yeah,
because Maddie can pick it just by looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know.
Can you pick the winner of Maths as well for us?
Yeah. It's made by the same company, I will say.
I've always wondered, both of them are quite Survivor. You've got Survivor and Maths as well.
Imagine putting the Maths contestants in Survivor.
Well, that'd be interesting.
That'd be great. I've always wanted to ask you this. Now, if you try to play a straight bat and not try and form alliances...
Yep.
You don't survive, do you?
No, you gotta.
So you try to be the nice person.
Yeah, nice guys do not win in that game.
Yeah, okay.
And you got, and that was probably my problem in the first series. I tried to be a little bit too nice and just play along. And no, you got to be pretty ruthless, and you got to be prepared to burn people that you've built relationships with.
Oh,
in the game.
It's a bit like this show.
Yeah.
I have to leave. It's got to that stage.
Yeah. Oh, Matty, it's going to be good to have you on board. Steve from Dubbo says, outstanding pick. Already listened to his book. There's no air and graces about Matty.
No. You know those
great book.
You see those,
I got my wife to read it as well. She absolutely loved it.
You see up on the board here, Matt.
I know
those three torches. Can you just extinguish mine?
Mate,
as
if
I
you
leave?
Put me, if you put me in that picture, replace my head with you. My ears would cover Sats's face, so we're gonna have to rearrange that photo.
Well, can I a little secret? We have screens in the studio which has the boys' faces and the name of the show and all that on it, and you'll see that when you see the videos. Walked in the studio, and Sats goes, geez, that's a bit early, isn't it? It already had your image up.
Oh,
and Ben still had his
Jesus.
Last show to go.
Is that before I came in?
Yes.
What?
And I'm going to Jack, done. Quick, ring Dylan, get that changed before Batch walks in.
Geez, they're quick.
I'm surprised you can still get on the internet.
Mm.
So, mate, I need you to give your fob to Maddie.
Yep, and close the door behind me.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Righto.
All right, mate.
Okay, I'll catch us then.
Don't let it hit you on the backside on the way out, mate. See you later.
just send me a text, whatever you just want to order. I'll head off now.
You know what I'm excited that. About? What? We can talk about NFL with Maddie. Loves NFL. Badge hates American sports.
Mm. And I don't hate it. I'm just... Bleh.
Yeah, you do. And we can go back to... Royal News.
Yeah.
Right.
This is... Oh, see, Woogie, this is your... This is your little plan.
We can probably talk a little bit about social media as well.
Oh, yes.
What's that?
The Facebook. It's the Facebook.
Badge, did you hear about Badge today? He was on, held a press conference to announce his retirement.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
Yep. There we go. Yep. Well done,
Two
Badge.
Legends retiring in the same week.
Yep.
One's a goat, one's a billy goat.
Yeah, right.
So I like that. If you call, seriously, you talk Tom Brady that again.
Right, yeah.
NFL Listen. Fans are going to jump through that phone.
Now, Steve has just quickly said, by popular demand, Matty has to have the last laugh. Sorry, Sats, but you had a good run.
He did. Yes. In fact, his last laugh, when we in last week, it was outstanding.
Yeah, was it good?
No, I'm pulling rank.
I can't remember it.
I'm pulling rank. He's doing it.
Oh,
who? He's talking about going forward.
We'll bring Sats back.
I feel a lot of pressure doing that.
No, Sats is doing it because he's so crap at it.
Keep doing it. Honestly.
It's all right. I'll send him in. that's my side hustle.
Yeah. Is he going to become as annoying as a listener like Glenn from Newcastle?
Who's he?
Just texting and ringing?
And what you'll do is you'll send texts under alias, but it still says badge on the number.
He'll be, honestly, Carlene... He'll annoy Carlene so badly.
Yeah, spare a thought for Carlene tonight, listeners. Mm.
She'll be counting the minutes that she has to go to work each day.
She'll go back full time.
Yes. Mm. Oh.
We tried to get her on tonight, but she didn't want to come.
No, she needs to.
Don't remind me, boys. That was her quote, unquote. So,
thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.